T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, it's amazing after these people testify on Capitol Hill, both sides coming away saying, see, we were right.
Yeah, Republicans and Democrats each taking back what they want from that hearing. And in fact, the president said Sondland's testimony totally exonerates him. That's the different story, Democrats say, who call his testimony explosive, a bombshell, and incriminating for the president as they continue their impeachment inquiry with another day of testimony today.
So will today wrap it up, or is there more to come?
Well, this will wrap up likely public testimony for the House Intelligence Committee. Remember, there's Thanksgiving break next week, and never forget that lawmakers like love jet fumes as soon as they can. Even after today, this goes to the House Judiciary Committee to draw up articles of impeachment, possibly, and they could have their own hearings. And then if that survives that, a full vote in the House, then you have a Senate trial, which could take place starting in January and could last weeks.
You know, I think for the American public, it's hard for all of us to kind of sort through. But yesterday seemed to be very obvious that you had an ambassador saying, yes, there is a quid pro quo. And for everybody that wonders, what is that, Steve, what is that?
Well, Democrats would call that bribery, but essentially it's one thing in exchange for another thing. And the easy way to describe what Sondland said yesterday is that that he was following the president's orders to work with Rudy Giuliani to leverage political favors from Ukraine in exchange for U.S. support. Republicans would say, yeah, that's what you presumed you were doing, but you never explicitly heard the president say he wanted this quid pro quo. In fact, the president told you on the phone he didn't want a quid pro quo. And Democrats would argue just because you say it's not a bribe doesn't mean it's not a bribe.
You know, the thing is, politics is all about quid pro quo, all the way across the board at all levels. It is negotiating. It is, I'll do this if you do that kind of thing to get bills passed, to get legislation approved. But the difference here being that the other end of the quid pro quo was trying to get an investigation on a political rival, correct?
Exactly, and a domestic political rival. So you're using, according to Democrats, the power of your office to pressure a foreign government to investigate a U.S. citizen who also happens to be your opponent. That's not beneficial on face value to the U.S., and Democrats say that's an abuse of power.
So where will you likely go? Who else is lined up to testify?
You got Fiona Hill today. She's a former top White House advisor, and she'll likely testify about Rudy Giuliani's involvement in this back channel and Mick Mulvaney's involvement in stalling this aid meant for Ukraine. And you'll hear from David Holmes. He's the Embassy of Ukraine aide who Bill Taylor, the ambassador to Ukraine, said overheard a phone call between the president and Gordon Sondland talking about investigations into his rival, the president's rivals.
Steve, have you seen the president as animated as he was yesterday outside the West Wing with his handwritten notes? That just seemed like an extraordinary moment watching it.
It definitely raised some eyebrows, I think, because of how unusual it is for the president to address reporters reading from notes. This is a guy that never reads from notes, right? And to do it in a setting where he usually just freewheels and he usually just answers reporters' questions is different. And I think that puts some Democrats and just folks watching at home on alert.
But again, even if they decide, you know, there was an impeachment where the quid pro quo was real and he's charged, it's unlikely to go anywhere after that, correct?
Unless you can convince a significant number of folks in the Senate, mainly Republicans, that the president did something seriously wrong. And perhaps maybe yesterday, the needle moved in that direction a little bit. But so far, we haven't seen any indications, especially from some of these borderline moderate senators like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, that did, in fact, have that effect.
Wish we could say this was over, but I'm afraid we're going to be talking about this for a while, Steve. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Pace yourself.
Steve Dorsey in our nation's capital on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.